How well do you understand how your customers use your apps? I'm David Stevens from the Azure team, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to answer 5 common usage analytics questions using Azure Application Insights and Visual Studio App Center. First, how can you get started monitoring usage of your web and mobile apps? Second, how many users does your app have, and how is usage changing over time? Third, how are people navigating from page to page and feature to feature within your app? Fourth, rather than looking in aggregate, how are individual people using your app? And finally, how well are your page designs getting users to convert to actions that you care about? Before you can answer those kinds of usage analytics questions, you need to collect usage data from your apps. Application Insights considers 3 types of telemetry events as usage events: page views, custom events, and requests. If your app already sends at least one of these types of events, you're already ready to go. If you have a front-end web app that's not yet sending usage events, all you need to do is add the Application Insights JavaScript SDK. It's as easy as npm install application-insights-js. Then all you need to do is copy your app's instrumentation key in from the Azure portal. Once added, the JavaScript SDK will automatically collect page views from your site, and you can write code to collect custom events for that next level of detail. If you have a mobile app, you'll send telemetry to Application Insights through App Center. First, add the App Center SDK to your app. There are SDKs available for Xamarin, iOS, Android, Universal Windows, and React Native. Next, write code to send custom events from your app. Finally, set up App Center to Application Insights export in the Settings tab of App Center. This will continuously export copies of every custom event received by App Center straight to Application Insights, where you have more powerful usage analytics tools at your disposal. Follow the Mobile Quick Start Guide on the Application Insights documentation site for a step-by-step guide. All right, now that your app is sending usage events, let's answer the most basic question: how many active users does your app have? To see how many active users my app has, I'll open Application Insights and then choose the Users tool in the Table of Contents. This will show me how many active users my site has had in the last 24 hours by default, but I can change that in this dropdown. If I want to see usage of one particular feature rather than the app overall, I can open this and then choose one feature, like in my example, this Create New Ticket button in my app, and this will show me usage just for that feature. This tool has powerful segmentation abilities, so if I want to see usage by country, I can click here and segment by country. Now, everything in the Users tool is counted in terms of numbers of users, so if I want to see numbers of sessions or numbers of events, I can click here to jump to those different segmentation tools. What if you're interested in more than how many users you have? What about how those users are actually using your app? How they're navigating from page to page and feature to feature? Let's see how to find out with the User Flows tool. To see overall patterns in user behavior, I'm going to come to the User Flows tool here. What this tool does is shows how many times users had a session where they went from one event, in this case I'm starting with the home page, to other events. Thicker lines indicate more times in which users took these different paths. So I can see here I have many customers who came from the home page to this ticket reference number page, to details, back to the home page. Red lines indicate when users churned or stopped their session. And so I can see here I have a lot of people ending their session after a few interactions, and this might be something that I want to try and go make better in future releases of my app. This tool is also helpful for finding repetitive behaviors where many people are going from homepage to homepage to homepage, for example, and maybe there's something confusing in my UI. If I want to change or make this visualization different, I can come to the Edit Blade and customize it in a variety of ways. Sometimes the best insights come not from aggregate usage metrics, but from watching one person use your app over the shoulder. And while Application Insights can't help you do this in person, the User Timelines feature can help unlock some of the same insights. To see information about individual users, I'm going to come back to the Users tool here and then choose one of these sample users in the sidebar. I'll click this one. And now I see this is an anonymized user, but I can still learn maybe quite a bit about how they use my app. So I can see they're coming from the United Kingdom on a Windows 10 device. They've had 4 different sessions and they were last seen in September. And I can come in here and see they had a session that was 45 minutes long. And so I can just open this and I can see again, where they were when they had this session and what they did. And these are in chronological order, so it's a way for me to see and tell myself a story about what this customer was doing. And I can see here this event in bold is because this was the event I was analyzing in the users tool. So it's a way to go from this aggregate, where I'm seeing all my users, down to one individual to unlock different insights. Finally, your app probably has business goals, like getting users to sign up, complete line of business workflows, or purchase items. Application Insights can help you analyze your conversion rates to these business-relevant actions using the Funnels tool. To analyze conversion rates in my app, I'm going to come here to the Funnels tool. Here I already have a funnel that's tracking how people save tickets from the homepage of my applications. There's three steps in this funnel, and I can see that this last step, where they actually save the ticket, there's a huge drop-off. To analyze this, I can just click it, and then I can click one of these here to go load this cohort of users, these users who dropped, in the users tool for further analysis. This is just scratching the surface of what's possible with Application Insights and App Center. Application Insights has several more usage analytics tools, including retention for tracking retention rates, workbooks for creating interactive documents that combine text and queries, and cohorts for defining interesting groups of users or events that share common properties. If you want to go even further and analyze your data in custom ways, Application Insights makes all your telemetry data accessible through the Log Analytics query language. If you want a quick overview of your mobile app's usage, check out the Analytics tab in App Center. And to get a holistic picture of the experience that your app is delivering to users, Application Insights has a deep set of performance, failure, and availability diagnostic tools. To learn even more about usage analytics in Application Insights and App Center, check out the Analyze Customer Usage Quick Start on the front page of the Application Insights documentation. If you have questions or ideas for usage analytics or anything else related to monitoring in Azure, reach out to us through the Application Insights user voice. We're looking forward to hearing from you.